A little California reading for you now. It features that great California detective Philip Marlowe, the one dreamed up by author Raymond Chandler. Our occasional book critic Rosecrans Baldwin recently moved to Los Angeles, so in preparation, he read the 1939 book The Big Sleep, and the 1949 book, The Little Sister, and Rosecrans read a new novel about Philip Marlowe. No, Raymond Chandler is not churning out new material from the grave. This one is written by someone else.
I've been a Raymond Chandler fan for years, but as Detective Philip Marlowe himself says in The Long Goodbye, there is no trap so deadly as the trap you set for yourself. Let's just say I was ready to be disappointed by this new Marlowe book. Instead, I'm wondering how the black-eyed blonde rings so true. The main reason is the author, Benjamin Black. He's the writer of the best-selling quirk thrillers about a grouchy pathologist in 1950s Dublin. Black also happens to be the alter ego of the Irish novelist John Banville, who won the Man Booker Prize for his novel The Sea. As Banville, he's known for his distinctive voice. As Black, for his subtle mysteries. In The Black-Eyed Blonde, we get both. The setup is typical Marlowe. A beautiful woman needs to find a missing boyfriend, and he's just the sucker to help. The trouble is, the boyfriend's not just gone astray. He died in a car accident 2 months before the story starts. Yet our client recently spotted him walking down the street. From there, we're in and out of LA country clubs, taverns, and fistfights as Marlowe tries to figure out what's really going on. Half the pleasure of this book, at least for a Chandler fan, is to notice Black getting the little things right. Marlowe is always fast with a joke, but reluctant with his gun. He drinks too much, he's restless. Line after line of Marlowe's inner monologues sound right on. Sometimes, Marlowe says, I think I should lay off cigarettes for good, but if I did that, I'd have no hobbies except chess, and I keep beating myself at chess. Unfortunately, even though the details are great, the book is still a bit of a letdown. Black's characters don't feel lived in, the intrigue lacks wrinkles, and the mystery goes a little too smoothly. Raymond Chandler was a master of the frustrating moments in police work when time stands still, and the hot California sun beats down on Marlowe's neck. But against a dozen other detective novels on my desk, I'll still take a Raymond Chandler any day of the week, even when it's written by Benjamin Black.
And the book is The Black-Eyed Blonde by Benjamin Black. It was reviewed by author Rosecrans Baldwin.
Let us know what you like about the program and what you don't. You can write to us. Head over to npr.org and click on the word contact at the bottom of the page.
Or you can reach us on Twitter. You can follow us at NPRATC. And I'm at NPR Melissa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish at NPR Audie. And you can follow our co-host Robert Siegel at rsiegel47.